Few things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to Week 18 or Wildcard Week, Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And we won!
We won.
Yes.
We're moving on. Live to see another day.
Yeah, it's just so many positives. Started out a little rough, but so many good things came out of this that it was...
In terms of football, I don't think I could have asked for a better Sunday.
Oh, I know where you're going.
We sat there in St. Cloud, Minnesota, right in the heart of Minnesota.
About an hour north of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And we watched the Vikings lose a heartbreaker on a repeat of the Anderson field goal.
Here we go. Just a chip shot, and we're into the next round of the playoffs. Here's the snap, the kick. No!
It can't end that way.
Yeah, we put up a replay of it in our Facebook group if you want to check it out, Bleeding Green and Gold on Facebook. But yeah, that was and the funny thing is, because I asked Sean, as the game was pretty fresh, you know, I think we were still in the first half, and I said, who are you cheering for? And he said, well, actually, I'm kind of leaning towards the Vikings, because if they win,
I'd rather play them than the Seahawks.
Exactly. And then as soon as push comes to shove, he's like, yes, as soon as anything bad would happen to the Vikings. And so it was.
Turns out I can't cheer for the Vikings no matter how hard I try.
No matter what.
I did my best, but I couldn't help it. Every time they got scored on or they had a turnover, I was yelling.
Well, and I've been the same way, you know, no matter who it is. You know, it's kind of like the Lions. You can kind of cheer for them, but they're never in that spot. So it just doesn't happen. But there's been times with the Bears that I've thought, hey, maybe I should be cheering for them.
I mean, a lot of people talk about, like, if my team's out, I'll cheer for the other team in my division.
Mm-hmm.
I could maybe see that with the Lions. But otherwise... No, I hope they all die.
Dysentery.
Just, I don't want them to lose. I want them to suffer. And they did. They did. Everyone, we live in Minnesota, and man, are they in pain.
Oh, and you know, and they, I know for a fact, you know, it's just on my Facebook wall, people that I know that I'm friends with on Facebook that are Viking fans. And it's just, I just kept my mouth shut. I didn't say anything because there was just so much joy in reading all these posts of people like, I can't believe it. I mean, they couldn't blame the refs. They couldn't blame the other team. So it was just right in their face.
Well, I had a picture ready to put up on Facebook for when they lost. I didn't know it would be that great
dramatic,
of a loss,
yeah.
That, like, you know, historic of a loss. Because I remember, you know, they were lining up for the field goal, just a chip shot, less than an extra point now for this year's extra point.
Yep.
And
it,
I looked at you,
yards, wasn't it?
Turned to you on the couch, and I looked at you, and I said, Anderson field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And you went, no. And I said, yep, Anderson field goal. And then, sure enough, they snap it, he kicks it wide.
Yeah, it was awesome. Okay, let's move on to the actual game that we want to talk about, and that's the Packer win 35-18 over the Redskins. 35 points. We scored 21 points in our previous two games.
Combined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, the win is, it's the most points we've scored since week 3.
Isn't that crazy?
We've struggled on offense all year. And yeah.
And we were back to our old tricks, you know, like catching guys running off the field and getting the free play and our offensive line really started coming around. It was awesome. And interesting, you know, I forgot you put this on the notes here that McCarthy elected to receive. He won the toss, elected to receive at the beginning.
I think it's the first time he's done it all year.
Might have been. I think it's because of the wind.
He likes to defer. Mm-hmm. I think it was more we need to start out, we need to punch him in the mouth, and we need to play with the lead, which we didn't do.
Right. Right.
we had a tough first, I'd say, quarter and a half. About that,
I would agree. I would agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, let me look here. We started out, what was it, like?
Well, you keep looking, and I just want to mention that two things that you put down, and I totally agree with you. You can't lie. We had another wasted. Was it one or two timeouts that we wasted? Do you remember?
I don't know. It feels like six.
But I think it was two. and the refs let the players play, and they were consistent. And I'm okay with that. If you're gonna let them go, just make sure you do it on both sides.
You have to do it the whole game.
Yep, totally.
They started out 11-0. The game did.
Yep.
We had that big goal line stop where Deshaun didn't get the ball across when he was going out. He touched the pylon with his foot, but the ball wasn't across. So then they were at, like, you know, half yard line, and we ended up stopping them, forcing a field goal. That was huge.
Well, actually, I think that they got a safety on us first, and
how it started. Yep.
And it was, I watched it today, and I counted in my scientific way: 1-1,000, 2-1,000. I didn't get to 3-1,000 before the defensive line was able to get to Aaron in the end zone. And it was on our, I can't remember, who was our left tackle who was filling in?
Shredder.
It was mainly on him that let that happen. But that was a tough way to start. Mm-hmm. Right away, you get that feeling. And then they...
Of the four teams still in the playoffs, four teams that have won in the playoffs so far this year, three of the winning quarterbacks, have been tackled for a safety.
Yeah, which is crazy. And all the visiting teams won.
Yep.
The first time that's ever happened.
Ever happened. Yeah. What else was I going to say? But yeah, that goal line stand was huge for us.
Oh, just a huge. We'll talk about more of that in a little bit when we get to defense.
I'm getting pushed off, I guess.
But
I'll be back in
10 minutes. What are you talking about here? You put down in the notes, you said clacker noise. What's the clacker noise?
Everyone online is complaining about this, like, big clacking noise, or some guy with, like, it sounded like a tin can and banging on it the whole game next to one of the speakers. I didn't hear it.
I didn't either.
I don't know if we just talked so much during the game that we didn't hear it, or, but all over the place online, people are complaining about it. And that's why I put it on there. It's like, did you hear it? I didn't hear it.
Well, I actually, I did a Google search on it when I was going through the notes and adding to them. I did, and I'm like, going, I don't remember anything about a clacker being brought up, but I didn't see a thing. And I think, and it's kind of like the Vikings horn that they have. It's something that the Redskins do. But actually, we did enough research last week looking into the Redskins. They're a good team.
They are, and
to be able to win this way, I mean, it's a huge confidence booster.
Well, they've won seven of their last nine coming into this game.
Yeah, they look good. They're solid. They're really good. They're turning it around. Let's run through some of the stats.
I think there was something you wanted to mention here that you also had.
The engagement. Sorry, ladies, but Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn announced their engagement this week as well.
Yeah, so it came out at first. Then it came out that it wasn't true or it wasn't official. So I thought I still had a chance.
With Aaron?
Well, with either. And I'm not picky.
Well, you heard it here.
But yeah, now it's official, I guess. I didn't see that, but you have it on here.
Yeah, it came across, and I looked it up today to make sure. All right, talking about most of the stats were extremely close, but a few of them stood out to me. Rushing first downs, Green Bay had 11, Washington had 5. We knew that, and most of those came in the second half with Green Bay. Our running game really kind of took over. Third down efficiency, Green Bay was 3 of 11, Washington was 5 of 15. And that's an area right there I'm sure that they're going to be focusing on this week, that we got to get a lot better on that 3 of 11. Fourth down efficiency.
Well, we started out 0-5 in the first half on third down.
Hmm. I was surprised that I forgot that Washington went for it so many times. Green Bay was 1-for-1. They were 1-for-4 on fourth down. Passing, Aaron had 205. Washington, Cousins had 270. Rushing attempts, Packers had 32. Redskins had only 18.
That's a big difference. We got
huge.
Most of those rushing attempts in the second half, though.
Yep. Yep, and really took control of the game. Mm-hmm. Rushing totals, 141 for the good guys, 84 for the Redskins. And penalties, Green Bay 3-for-23, and Washington had 7-for-55.
Another big difference.
Yeah, and that, and because when you look at the other stats, I mean, they are neck and neck. Even, you know, time differential, and they're within like a minute, minute and a half, I think. And mm-hmm. so those little things, I think, besides the defense, was what really helped the – help us with the win.
Talking about the offense in general, though, first quarter and a half, it looked like what it's looked like the whole season. Rodgers missing throws, mm-hmm. kind of just, you know, we had Treader getting beat at the left tackle position that he hasn't played since college.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it almost looked like the old Packers.
Yeah,
the Packers of old.
Yep, it really did.
The line solidified. Treader had a great game after that.
Mm-hmm.
The receivers were getting open. The route combos looked good. Rodgers was hitting them. It was fun to watch all of a sudden.
It was crisp. They were playing with tempo. Yep,
the hurry up, they were catching them, shifting their personnel, 12 men on the field.
Now, we're recording on Wednesday due to previous engagements that we had. But it looks like there's a chance right now that Bakhtiari is going to be back.
Shields and Bakhtiari practiced today.
And it's going to be huge.
It would be, yeah.
Especially with the offensive line and Shields. You know, he's been gone so long, I forget how much he's going to be able to help us.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned already we were 0-5 on third downs at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
That obviously improved a little bit after that. Treader playing on the blind side for Rodgers. He played that in college. He's been a center in the NFL, though. We moved him over there. He had those two big F-ups, basically, mm-hmm. in the beginning of the game, one for the safety. But after that, he was just solid.
Mm-hmm.
And it
was
huge for us.
Which you got to give a guy, he's going to make some mistakes when he isn't playing there all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But it's kind of been all year. We haven't seen our offensive line look this solid all year.
Right.
And it makes such a huge difference.
Oh, it's amazing.
Like last year, you remember how we never had to worry about the offensive line?
Right.
We were the only team in the league that didn't have an injury to the offensive line last mm-hmm. year. And now this year, once we get back to that, it's just, it's crazy the difference you see.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And there's only so many of those big guys you can have on your team because you've got to have players at other positions too. But as we mentioned, Aaron was 21 for 36 for 210 yards. He had two TDs, no interceptions, and did really well, as we mentioned, on the free plays where they were catching guys with too many players on the field.
Yeah. I mean, that touchdown he had to Cobb, that was a free play right there. He kind of got the free play off, and they had the 12 men on the field. He avoided the sack, threw it into Cobb, and I was off the couch.
Multiple times.
One thing I put down for talking about Rodgers is we had that one play, if you remember, I think it was in the first quarter, that or the early second, where he threw it, I think it was to Cobb or Jones, who were going left across the field into the end zone, and he missed them.
Mm-hmm.
Threw it long.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
So I wanted to talk about the fact that he has pressure in his face. He's falling backwards, throwing a 20-plus yard pass into the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And we're disappointed he misses it. Right. We are so damn spoiled. It's amazing.
Oh, you're going to make me beep that out now.
Yep. You have to go back and edit that.
Forget it.
But
I agree with you. Yeah. And it's just expectations. And you see that when you have interviews with other sports reporters or whatever, and they'll talk about Packer fans have had, they really are spoiled, but you can't blame them. You really, I mean, it's just life when you see the same results year after year, and you expect them to play well. You got one of the best quarterbacks. You got one of the best coaches. You got one of the best in the league as far as the general manager and everything else. So, yeah. But, yeah, I agree. We are spoiled.
What is it? 7 years in a row now we've made the playoffs?
Is it? I don't know.
That's pretty spoiled.
It was actually, I was on ProFootballTalk.com today, and I was looking at it. It's like, I can't remember the last time of the postseason that I haven't been looking for Packer news in the postseason. I mean, there's a lot of teams that would, that it's the other way around, that when the regular season's over, so is my season.
Yeah. I mean, one reason on the AFC side of things I've been pulling for the Chiefs is before this year, they didn't have a playoff win in 22 years.
I know, it's crazy.
Who was that other team they lost? But they, I mean,
Cincinnati.
Was it Cincinnati?
I don't think Cincinnati's gotten past the first round.
Because they lost, it's now been 25 years for them without a playoff win. Longest in the NFL.
Forgive me, I got a bit of a cold. It's not Sean, it's me that's hacking up here. But and that game itself was just disgusting. I just got tired of seeing that. And but the Pittsburgh Cincinnati game, I don't know if you haven't had a chance to look into it, it'll give it 5 minutes online, whether videos or reading stories. It just kind of all fell apart. It was not pretty, not what you're looking at. All right, let's move on to Russian.
Your little mini rant there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like one of those, when you go trick-or-treating and you got the house, that they always do those little mini bite stuff, and you always go there last. You got to go to the ones that give you the full-size candy bars. You know, so that was my little mini.
So you just had a mini rant about your mini rant.
Yep.
Okay. You want to talk about rushing?
Yeah.
All right.
Great idea.
Rushing was, it was huge for us in the second half.
Oh.
We had over 100 yards just in the second half. Lacey was 12 for 63 in a touchdown. He had a fumble.
Yeah, he did have a fumble. Dang it.
Starks, 12 for 53 in a touchdown. Cobb was 5 for 24. Kuhn, 2 for 2. Aaron was 1 for negative 1.
Yeah, you know, and you really got the sense when you were talking about the offensive line and how good they were looking. What a nice change of pace when it's working with Lacey and Starks. Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden, Lacey, if he gets a little bit of air in there, it's crazy.
That Starks had that.
What are you doing, selfies while we're doing this thing?
I'm Snapchatting someone.
Oh, what's her name?
That's all right.
I'll say it. I think I know who it is.
And
that's what dads do.
You threw me off now. Starks had that really nice cut. Do you remember that? I don't know. Do you watch highlights before this?
Yep, I did.
He was kind of working his way towards the end zone, and they were coming down, and he had a nice little jump cut into the end zone.
He had a couple of nice ones.
Yeah, like he had a good day. Lacey, I think his long on the day was like a 25-yard run, 30-yard run.
Yeah, he had one that he juked a guy, and then he was starting to tackle him. He spins.
Yep.
Got within like the 3-yard line.
He looked like he was going to run out of bounds, so they kind of slowed down, so he cut back in.
Yep.
But, I mean, everyone's teasing him about his weight, you know, all year. He looked a little gassed after that run.
He did.
He was, like, hands on his hips, like, yep.
And then you see Lacey coming in. But
Starks.
You're right, Starks. let's talk about receiving.
Receiving. Redskins, I mean, they lost Breland during the game. That was huge.
Mm-hmm.
He's huge for their secondary. And you could see that they suffered as a defense, losing him.
Yeah, I agree.
But overall, with our receiving, I was really happy with some of the route combos we were running this game. Kind of the first time in a long time I've been happy with the route combos we were running. It was getting receivers open that we haven't seen in a while.
Well, I would say watching the highlights today, too, and it confirmed what I thought, was not just the routes that they were running and when Aaron's scrambling and getting back to coming back towards the ball. They were also blocking. They were doing a good job blocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've always been big on that.
But the phone
receivers.
Down.
I know. I just had to do something. Mm-hmm. Receivers blocking, though. They've always been big on that.
But they hadn't been doing it that great.
I think Jordy was a big instigator for that and getting other receivers to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jones is pretty good at it. Cobb, for his size, is pretty good at it.
Yeah, he's crazy strong for his size. Jones was 7 for 81. And you said starting to look like people are figuring out the curl back or comeback to Jones.
The comeback, yeah.
I think that depends on the team.
It's something we've seen a lot this year where when we're struggling, we hit that, you know, kind of like back shoulder comeback route to Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of them figuring it out is that he hasn't been half the year now, he hasn't been a deep threat. So they can play him close. They can play for that under route. They don't have to worry about him breaking up the field and catching something. So,
well, he had, I think it was one or two passes that Aaron threw it to the wrong side. That I don't know if that was one of the comebacks or not, but I do remember that.
Yeah, one of them was looking. Aaron threw it inside.
Right, okay.
Jones thought it was going outside.
Adams was 4 for 48 and a TD. It looked really good. Unfortunately, he got hurt.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if maybe the ankle's been bothering him more than we thought it was all year.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like finally got healthy. He got healthy. He looked really good this game. He's
really good.
Made some nice catches, made some nice yak.
He did.
And
he was wide open for that TD.
Yeah, he caught it. He had a couple big drops this year, so it was good to see him catch it.
Well, hopefully, I think he's got a strained ligament in
his knee. Strained MCL. It was pretty depressing to see him rolling around on the ground holding that.
His own guy, was it Jones that fell on him?
If someone, I don't remember.
One of his own players, but yeah.
They don't think he'll make it back for the Cardinals game.
Hopefully, and if he doesn't, hopefully he's got one more game that he can
play.
Yeah,
I was going to say, he'll be back for the championship game, though.
Cobb was 3 for 38 in the TD, just looks solid. Does really look good. Of course, he was playing all over the field, and we'll get into some of that in a little bit here. Aberderis, hey, Abby.
Your boy, Jay Abby.
Was 2 for 14, and he had a little bit of shake and bake.
Yeah, that nice two-point conversion where he got that little butt wiggle and got open.
twerking.
Okay, no, you're not. I'm never allowed to say that again or do that again. With Adams out, though, it looks like Adams won't play this week against the Cardinals. We need Aberderis to step up big.
I agree.
We need him to fully step into that Donald Driver role we've been kind of trying to push him into.
Also on receiving, it was Starks had a couple for 12. Rogers, that would be Richard, was pretty quiet. Two for 11. And Kuhn had 1 for 6.
Who?
Kuhn!
I think those are your two boys, aren't they? Jared Aberderis and John Kuhn.
Man, I like Richard Rogers too, but he's kind of streaky. Big I don't know if it's
Rogers.
Just game plan or but
he's got such a big butt, like watch twerking, him run.
Twerking.
And you know, I think you mentioned it last week in the game where he got that one pass, he was wide open, and you're like, he's not even running.
Mm-hmm.
But he was running. He's just slow.
Well, and it just takes him a lot longer for the other players to shift his momentum.
And then he had that little
jump. And as a guy who's gravitationally challenged, I can totally get it.
You understand that.
Oh, totally get it.
You relate to him. You want to talk about the defense?
Yeah,
now?
Let's move on. They had a great game.
It was nice to finally see the offense pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But defense... If our offense looked like it had in past years and our defense was playing like it was this year, we would have been unstoppable this year.
Absolutely.
I've been so happy with our defense. We've given up a lot of points in some games, but that's more on the offense than the defense.
Yep, I agree. Defense was huge this game. Mm-hmm. Held Washington to only 7 points in the second half.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yep.
And they have a good offense, too.
They do.
They got Cousins, who's been playing really well, and they've got DeSean Jackson, who's always dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Randall and Rollins started on the outside. Hayward was in the slot. And, yeah, I liked it. I like the two rookies.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to like them. I mean, they make mistakes that you would expect would happen.
I think Randall still has a lot to clean up. I think Rollins has come along a lot faster than any of us really expected. I love the way he plays. Becoming a big fan of his. One thing... we had DeSean Jackson we talked about. You know, he's a huge threat for the deep plays. He's always been fast. We had Hayward on him most of the game, and then we had safety help on top of it, and it really worked well to shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
And that was big for our defense to not have to worry about him. We've been burned by star receivers many times in the last few years.
Yeah, and it's kind of like our MO that when the other team, they'll say, well, this is a new record for XYZ team, and it's when they're playing us. So.
Yeah. I'm happy with Hayward all year.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of going into the season, I think we had such huge expectations on him that he had one or two games that he didn't meet those, and we were kind of, you know, going, oh, maybe he's not going to be the player we thought he'd be, but I've been nothing but happy since then.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, and then let's go back to right towards the in the first quarter with that goal line stand that we had in the earlier of the game.
With, Clinton Dix coming up huge for us.
Yeah, replay showed that, I can't remember who the receiver was, but did not get into the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Ha-Ha that pushed him out, right?
Yeah, he got a couple big tackles, a couple big pushes on that goal line stand. He's very much a Charles Woodson type defensive
player.
Yeah,
he's aggressive.
He wants to play on the line. He likes to hit hard.
Yep.
He'll throw his body in there.
Well, and at that point, we're thinking, this is like every week we've seen the last several. You know, we're just falling apart. We had to...
Well, actually, I don't know why, and it might be naive on my part, but when he didn't get into the end zone, they reviewed it. I felt kind of good about... you know, I think we have a chance to get a goal line stand here.
Well, and he didn't tell me that, so I can't.
No, well, I couldn't tell you in retrospect because you'd tell me I was lying. So I'm telling you now when it's recorded.
So as he tells you this, I can't confirm that's what he was thinking.
You can't confirm. The people know I can be trusted.
But, but it was a huge stand, and it was just kind of one of those first momentum changers that happened. Held him to 3 points. And then Mike Neal, what a game.
That strip sack, gotta love it.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty.
Yeah, it was. We're going to go through some of the defensive stats here in a bit. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit more about it. But he really had a solid game.
He's had a good year.
Yep.
A lot of our defense is just having a solid year all the way around.
Well, it's what's kept us in a 10-win season, or 11 now. But and that's what you need. 10-win
regular season, yep. And even when Rollins, which I'm hoping he's going to be back for the game, we could really use him. But even when he went out, Gunter stepped up huge.
It was crazy.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to target him.
Right,
they're
exactly.
They're going to just kill us against Gunter. Who is Gunter? And then, oh, my God.
Sound like some guy who would be a military book?
But, yeah, he had huge plays. We had that third and long, really big stop where he broke up the pass.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's good to see. Makes you pretty hopeful moving on.
We got split up the middle with Cousin ran in for a TD. That was kind of tough to see.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the replay of it, it looks like Matthews kind of noticed it right at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
That there's this huge hole in our defense at the goal line.
It's like,
and he kind of moves over right as they snap it, but it's too late. It was an obvious play by them.
Yep. It's something they saw in our defense. They knew they'd be able to do it. I think that was Cousins' sixth running touchdown of the year. He leads the team.
He's had a good year.
Mm-hmm.
But we won.
Nick Perry had a really good game, and one of the best outside linebackers we have right now.
Mm-hmm. He's been really good for us at outside linebacker. He needs to stay healthy. Kind of had some health issues with him in the past. If he can stay healthy, he's huge for us. I think he's a little one-dimensional maybe as a pass rusher. He needs to kind of work on more ways to get to the quarterback, but that's me saying that while sitting on the couch with a beer. And he's the one sacking the quarterback. So.
Yeah, right, yeah. He's walking around with... Yeah. We talked about, you know, speaking of being healthy, Sean and I were talking, it's like... And I think it was more during the Viking game because it was pretty cold. I think they were right around zero with the wind making it even worse. And at this time of the year, I mean, everybody's hurt. Even if a guy says he's 100%, he's 100% for this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's cold out there, even in Washington, I think it was 50, it's still, I mean, you're hurting. And so it's, you got to give these guys, I know they make a lot of money, but I give him a lot of credit for
big
for
difference from the Minnesota game, though, weather-wise.
Huge.
That Minnesota game was, what, -6 before wind chill?
I think so, yeah. I don't remember exactly.
I know that's what the temp was here. I'm not here in St. Cloud. I don't know if that's what it was in the city.
And that's a windy stadium. They're playing at the college stadium, the Minnesota Gopher
Stadium. Yeah, that was surprised me when we were there earlier this year how windy it got in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, whips around pretty good.
One thing I wanted to talk about is Jake Ryan. I know that Dennis over in Australia is a big fan of Jake Ryan, so we try to mention him when we can.
You, Danny!
And, God, he's such a rookie roller coaster. He's all over the place. One moment I'm like, the rookie got him and all this, and the next I'm like, what the is he doing out there?
Yeah, he's totally out of position. Yeah.
And so he makes great plays or just boneheaded plays.
And I'm hoping that by all the exposure that he's gotten this year, that next year he'll be that much better.
I hope so. But you know who he kind of reminds me of?
Who's that?
A.J. Hawk.
Oh. He kind of does.
A solid guy, not the fastest, not the hardest hitter, but just kind of a solid player in the middle of the defense.
Well, a young A.J. Hawk, I'd take that any day.
Yeah, the long-haired A.J. Hawk.
Yeah, Susie cut that hair, man.
I forgot who he's playing for now, but I saw him in a game. Is it the Bengals, maybe?
I don't remember.
And I saw him in a game I was watching. I was like, I forgot about A.J. Hawk.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a lot of former Packer players
that
are scattered all
over. Yeah, it's
weird
when you see them on other teams.
All right, let's talk about defensive sacks. We had 6 sacks and 6 tackles for a loss. That's huge. Nick Perry led the team with 2.5 sacks. Mike Neal with 2. Clay Matthews with 1.5. Morgan Burnett had a total of 13 tackles. 6 of those were solo. And the defense caused Kirk Cousins to fumble 3 times. But, man, talk about a guy that had good karma because 2 of them bounced right back to him.
They fell on the ground and they had the spin on the ball and it just rolled back into his gut, basically. And he curled up around it.
Because he's hurting, he kind of looks up and there's the ball. But anyway, it was just huge plays that they did. They're really, really, what a great defensive game.
One last thing I want to talk on the defense, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of talking about the Redskins, is that Jordan Reed is an amazing tight end. I wish we had him.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and this is a guy that's built kind of like Richard Rodgers.
Kind of.
But has speed.
He's kind of like a Finley, if Finley would have ever gone out of his own head. Remember JerMichael Finley?
Oh, yeah.
He was always in his head, never lived up to his potential with his, you know, his stature, his physical ability. But Jordan Reed, he's just, we knew he was the guy.
Yeah,
knew we had to cover him, and he was 9 for 120 and a touchdown.
Gosh, he's big, too. I mean.
He's huge.
And he's fast, so, I mean, perfect guy for the NFL.
Yep, so glad we don't have to face him again. You want to move on to special teams?
Yeah, let's move on. What are you drinking tonight?
I got a whiskey Diet Coke. How about you?
Whiskey water.
Whiskey water. All
That's right. What old guys drink, you know. They got to worry about the hangovers. So.
It's a Wednesday. You alcoholic?
Well, no. I mean, you get older and it doesn't take much anymore.
Oh, okay.
Crosby.
Crosby was 2 for 2 with a long of 43 and 3 made extra points out of 3 attempted extra points. Still has not missed one on the season.
Really? Did the Vikings, do you know if they missed one this year?
I don't recall.
I don't
if
think
the Vikings
he did.
Have missed a kick.
No. I don't
did
think.
They maybe? I don't know.
I don't. Well, they did miss one.
Actually, remember that extra point earlier in the game where we're watching, I'm kind of sitting there, and they line up, I went, miss. And it shanks off the upright. And your wife, my mom, looks up, she goes, how do you keep doing that?
So what I was doing, every time Crosby went up for a field goal or an extra point, he would kick it, and it's like almost through, and I'd go, miss. It's like, I am so good. Every time I yell miss, it's good.
But just watching that Vikings game with that horrible kick at the end and really shows you how much we need to appreciate the year Crosby has had for us.
Consistent. Hey, don't forget, he's the guy. He tried his best to save the game last week when he knocked it out of the hands there. Was that Peterson?
Cordell Patterson.
Patterson, okay.
Yeah, he had that diving strip.
That was awesome. So
it was.
He's our stud man. I bet you he wears Old Spice.
But he's been great for us. He's been so reliable.
Mm-hmm. He and did it wasn't have a
too,
tough year.
Wasn't too long. Not this year.
No, but he did have that tough
he
year.
He had a year.
Everybody's...
I was going to say, it's not too long ago. Everyone was yelling for his head and wanted him to be cut. And now look at him.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that maybe, just possibly, the coaches know more than we do.
Nuh-uh. I know you're, but where am I?
Mastay, 4 punts, average of 44, long of 55.
Which is good. I mean, with the win that they had going on, that was good.
Janis, 1 return for 22, Hyde, 2 for an average of 14.
Yeah. So pretty much one of our most solid games all the way around. First quarter, a little bit in the second quarter. Defense was good, though, in those points. So
let's carry this over to Sunday. Saturday.
No, Saturday.
Saturday. We play Saturday night.
Sean had a,
I had a lot
set
of plans
up all these
Saturday.
Plans for Saturday night.
Because I thought the game was on Sunday. And I had to message everyone and say, I'm canceling. The Packers are playing.
Where are you going to watch it?
I'm watching it here.
Yeah, it's just going to be Sean and I. Now we're going to lose two of our best fans. So.
Yep. Jenny and Marsha are going on a cruise to
Mom
the
Bahamas. And daughter cruise. Going out there and do some twerking over in
the
high seas.
Oh, my God. Stop saying that word. You're too old to say that word.
And the game ball goes to...
I'm giving it to Treader.
I go with that.
I think we got to give it to Treader. He stepped up huge. He moved out of his position that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to left tackle, arguably one of the hardest positions in the game, protecting the blind side. It's the second highest paid position in the game, so you know it's one of the hardest.
Oh, absolutely.
And he had a couple big whiffs at the beginning, but he was huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great to have an offensive line again.
You know what? I believe you sound sincere.
I am sincere.
And at this point,
the listeners know they can trust me.
The podcast can twerking. This is where we go over the scores of the week and make some mildly insightful comments.
Here we go. Did you watch the other games besides the Viking game?
I did watch some of them. I don't know why I'm having the same issue that I had last. I'll let you give me the scores. But
well, the first game, not too much to see there. Kansas City won 30-0 over Houston.
Yeah, I watched maybe into the midway of the second quarter, and I'm going, okay, this game's over.
They look good, though.
Oh, they do.
Wow, they look good.
Yeah, they do.
And like I said, I like to see them winning on the AFC side since they're not in our conference because they haven't in so long. And they have such great fans.
They do.
The Chiefs have, like, probably second to the Packers.
I would agree
Packers
with that.
Packers fans, they're so loyal, and they've just sucked for so long that I'd love to see them make it to a Super Bowl and lose to us. It'd be a repeat of Super Bowl I. Packers beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
By the way, if you've got the NFL channel, they're going to be replaying Super Bowl I that Sean's talking about, and it's which has never been done before because what they used to do, this is when the NFL wasn't that big a deal, and so they would just reuse the tapes. They had all those stuff, and so they're like, well, we don't want to buy new tapes, and so they just re-record over it. So NFL films have spent a ton of time gathering from different places. And on a sad note, the guy who actually did the announcing for the first Super Bowl just passed away today. So I think it was 88 or something.
But the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast is not a paid sponsor by the NFL Network.
No, but if you want to be, just give me a
but
shot.
We will
dude.
Not argue.
Whoa. Oh.
Lady, no.
Lady go, is our go. Bernice Mountain dog.
And she's
that,
trying to spill whiskey on my computer.
Which is a big dog, if you don't know. And she gets a little impatient when we have too much fun. All right, what's the next game?
Next game was the one you mentioned, Pittsburgh winning 18-16 over Cincinnati.
It was a good game, but it just it turned ugly towards the end of it. And I really hope that there's some Cincinnati fans that really question whether they want to stay a fan of a team that just basically caused themselves the loss.
It wasn't just Cincinnati, though. It was Steelers as well.
Yeah, but when you had the game.
Yeah. Did you see what the cornerback for the Bengals came out and said? He said that Antonio Brown, the receiver that took that huge hit to the head.
He was faking.
He said he was faking. He's like, he should get an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? He could have been paralyzed.
Exactly.
With that hit.
I mean, that was a nasty hit.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it was a good game until the ending like that.
The next score to talk about, and I kind of want to savor this one. Seattle. Not that I care all that much about Seattle. Not a huge fan since the Fail Mary. But Seattle 10-9 over the Minnesota Vikings.
It was just a weird game. Nobody could really get much traction. If you're listening and you're a Viking fan in any way, and you blame, is it Blair, their kicker?
Blair Walsh.
And you blame him for the loss? Well, how about you've got the number one running back in the NFL, wins the rushing title, and he couldn't even get 50 yards. Your quarterback couldn't even throw a touchdown.
He's the one that fumbled to let the Seahawks score.
Again. Every week he's got one. So to you.
You get so angry and passionate about one random topic every week. You're like yelling at our listeners. Like,
No.
If this is the way you think, you suck.
And another thing.
All right.
How you doing, Clarence?
Let's move on from the other scores. That goes a lot faster in the playoffs than it does in the regular season.
Sure. So we got to do our predictions?
Yep. I am currently up by 4. We had 2 we disagreed on last week, and we split them. I won one, you won the other.
Okay.
I went back and listened to make sure because I couldn't remember who picked what.
Well, this is one place where I totally trust you. And I think last week I threw it at you as the first pick. I'll take it this week, Chiefs at Patriots. I'm going to go with Chiefs, which is not necessarily the smartest pick.
Is Jeremy Maclin supposed to be back?
Don't know.
All right. See, if I go with Chiefs, it's mainly because I want them to win. And I think I'm going
to. Oh, heart and head kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've always, let my head do my thinking and not always the right
Don't
head.
Don't let your head do your
not,
thinking.
Not the right head either. but I'll go with the Chiefs.
Twerk it.
Stops.
You're going through the Chiefs?
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Oh,
you
come
can, I'll let you switch to the Patriots.
I'll go with the Patriots then.
Really? Okay.
Because I was 50-50, but I thought you for
no,
sure you were going to go.
I was going with the Chiefs. Patriots lost 4 of their last 6.
I know. All right, but I'm going to go with Patriots.
All right.
Steelers, Broncos, your pick.
Broncos.
I'll go with Steelers.
I think Peyton Manning.
See, the only reason why I hesitate on that one, because I don't know if Ben's going to play.
He's hurt pretty bad.
Yeah, he's hurt pretty bad.
They were talking on radio today about if Peyton Manning doesn't have a good game, will they pull him and put in Osweiler?
Well, I would hope so.
I want to see him make it to the Super Bowl. You know, it's obviously his final season the way he's been talking, or probably is. I want him, you know, he's had this great career, possibly one of the greatest of all time. Make it to the Super Bowl, be losing in the fourth quarter, throw the game-winning touchdown, take the hit, die on the field, and right there.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going. Oh, my gosh.
Die on the field like a champ.
What was that? There was an old movie. Warren Beatty was the... You wouldn't know it. I mean,
no, I don't know this.
This is back in the 80s, but... That's what happened, where the quarterback dies. Warren Beatty was an old quarterback that passed away and came in and took over the guy's body. I can't remember, but
were you watching?
It was cheesy. Seahawks at Panthers.
Wait, who did I pick that last one?
You picked the Who did you pick?
Oh, I picked Broncos. Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. I took the. So I got Patriots, I got Steelers, and now the next game is Seahawks at Panthers. Whoever you pick, I'm picking the other one.
So you want me to pick?
Or do you want me to pick it and tell you what I'm thinking?
But if you pick it and then I pick that same one, you're just going to switch anyway, right. So I should pick.
Sure.
Seahawks.
I'll take the Panthers.
I don't feel confident about that, because I thought I was going to say Panthers, and then I opened my mouth and Seahawks came out.
Don't you hear when that happens?
So
I was thinking something, and something else came out.
Really threw me off when I said Seahawks, because I didn't expect to.
It's like when your wife says, "Do these pants make me look fat?" And it's like, "Well, how much?"
Packers, Cardinals, I'll take Packers.
Yeah, I gotta go Packers. So
you gotta. Well, even if you win the first three, you still got, you know, two championship games and a Super Bowl to make up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Obviously, a little different mood when we win like that. We're both just Wednesday we're recording, and so we've had a couple of days to come down, but we're still pretty high up there.
I mean. We haven't done an episode with a playoff win yet. I got my tap dancing shoes.
Dude, what win?
Playoff win.
Playoffs.
We got to win a game. Playoffs.
So you can join the fun at our Facebook group, Bleeding Green and Gold.
Yeah. And until next time,
go pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go!